You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Is there a conversation that you want to put to rest? Do you think that we're done talking about running back, at least for the next, 2 to 3 weeks or so?
No.
I mean, I just think it's obvious that they're not doing anything.
Oh, like, that way, yes.
Yes, I'm saying. I mean, at some point, I mean, I'm big on, I can tell you what I would do, or at some point we have to react to what they have done and just accept what they've done. Some topics are, this is what I think. This is how I feel. Some topics are me telling you, this is the way that things are. And I think it is very, very clear at running back. Their running backs are Carson Steele, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Kareem Hunt, Isaiah Pacheco, Breshad Smith, Elijah Mitchell. That's the group. I don't think that they are going outside of that group this season. Now, I agree with Nate Taylor. They are one injury away, which it's football. Like, you're not keeping everybody healthy for the full duration of the season. You are going to have some injury. They are one injury away from being in a little bit of a scramble about what you are potentially going to do at the position. Now, how do they address that? Are they just going to bring up Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Are they just going to bring up Carson Steele, guys that are already in the system on the practice squad? You can just move them up? Or are they going to go outside the organization? There are not many areas on the Chiefs that I spend much time being worried about. I don't really think there are many groups that you should be that worried about. I think they're pretty set everywhere. There's one position on the field that I don't know if they're set or if they're prepared to absorb an injury that happens, and it's running back. I don't know if they're prepared to accept an injury that happens at running back. If Kareem Hunt gets his ankle rolled up on and Kareem Hunt is out for 3 weeks early in the season, I think they're going to probably need to go do something. Who's their short yardage back in that scenario? Who's their guy that you think can get the tough 3rd and 2, 3rd and 3 to help you move the sticks? I still think they need another running back, but at some point I have to just accept their actions, and they don't view it that way. They don't think they need any more running backs. They feel like they got everybody.
I was saying that I think we're going to have lots of conversations this year about running back. I fear we're going to have lots of conversations about running back. But to answer your question, yes, I think we are done talking about them adding to this running back room. This is the room. And I think the room is underwhelming. I really do. Nate Taylor called Elijah Mitchell a jag earlier. He said he's a guy. That's what he called him. He called him a guy. He's a jag. That's fine. I think Isaiah Pacheco has a chance to come back healthy and have another 900,000-yard season, which would be an improvement. But even that would be just better but not good enough. I think they can still win games with that running back room, but I don't think me and you are done talking about that room not being up to par. I think we're done talking about adding people into it, because if you bring back two running backs on the practice squad, you are saying that you feel like you're totally fine with your four and you're actually totally fine with your six. That's what they did today. They brought back all their favorite running backs, Carson Steele and Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and now their practice squad has two and their regular squad has four. They're cool at running back. I just disagree with that being enough.
Yeah, I think you and I are on the same page. I guess now at this point, I just don't think the Chiefs are prepared to do anything about it. Like, I'm certainly open to the possibility that I could just be wrong on this thing. Therese used to always say that the contract year was the biggest motivator. I mean, the Chiefs have three running backs that are all in a contract year. This is the last year for Isaiah Pacheco on this deal. So maybe he's not back in Kansas City, or you're auditioning for the other teams in the league on why you either are a number one or a really strong 1B to somebody else, and you can get paid. Isaiah Pacheco is on a seventh round contract. He ain't really made real NFL money. This next contract that they're about to sign, this next deal is going to be the biggest deal that Isaiah Pacheco signs. It's not even close, the biggest one that he signs. So if there is a year that you're motivated to go out there and really ball out this season, I mean, this would be the season for him. If you're Kareem Hunt, you want to continue to stay in the league, continuing to stay on these one-year deals, you got to have a good season. Elijah Mitchell, like, this could go completely the other way for Elijah Mitchell. Rashard Smith, it's obvious they're going to use him in that Jerick McKinnon role. So I'm perfectly fine with just putting the running back conversation away until we need to address the running back conversation. Yesterday was the time to do something about running back, and they chose not to do anything about it. So at this point, I just got to accept that this is the group.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.